choir, and Rebecca, and Ann, and all the choir really have been working this past couple of months for this cantata, A Christmas Present. And it's a musical telling of the Christmas story and its impact on our lives and the lives of those around us. From the opening piece, we'll hear "The World Awaits Your Coming," to the reflective "Still You Are Here," "Still They Are Here." This musical offering inspires us. I hope it inspires you to dwell on the important and profound way that Christmas brings us together through the joy of Christ's birth. There are familiar melodies, beautiful melodies, listen to the words, certainly, and you'll see here some of your favorite carols in there as well. And the finale, I especially ask you to listen to the last piece, because it's a call to action. It's a call to go and do, not just to listen and come here on a Sunday and hear the product of hard work. It's a call to action. To go into the world and be a Christmas presence and bring hope and peace and love.
The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill my promise and will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land.
Lord, we lift our eyes to you, the God of the heavens. As we live in this world full of conflict, pain, and suffering, we long for the day when you will come to reign with justice, love, and peace.
The world awaits the day.
yearn for God's kingdom of justice and peace to reign on this earth. But while we wait, we know that God's presence is here among us.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
And the Word was made flesh and lived among us.
And we beheld his glory, the glory of the Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
As the Lord lived among us, he gave us his promise. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am also. So as we meet to worship this place, we know the Lord is here in a spirit of glory, truth, and grace.
We are here. God is here.
Thank you. the miracle of the Lord's presence among us. And now we join to remember the night when God came to earth through the birth of the baby.
From the Gospel of Luke, we read these timeless words which lead us to the manger.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
As we hear these miraculous words, we are inspired to bow in worship and bring our gifts of praise to the Holy Christ Child. Shepherds living in the fields of Judea suddenly found themselves in the presence of heaven's angels. As the angels shared the glorious news of Christ's birth, their quiet night was instantly changed into an unforgettable experience.
And the angels said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
Angels came to earth one night to touch the world with holy light and bring a word of hope to the hopeless.
Their words awakened shepherds.
A glimpse find a babe in a manger. Suddenly there was a heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God, glory to God, glory be to God in the highest, glory to God, glory to God, glory be to God in the highest heaven, and let there be peace, and let there be peace, peace on earth, goodwill, goodwill to all. And let there be peace, let there be peace, peace on earth, goodwill, goodwill to all. Sing glory to God, sing glory to God.
While God's glory was suddenly thrust upon the shepherds, Magi from the east yearned to be in the presence of the newborn king. They traveled many miles and endured much difficulty, simply to bow before him and to offer him gifts of adoration.
Listen to the Magi as they call us to rise and follow. Come and worship. Worship the newborn king.
Heaven and earth.
newborn king.
But it is also a time to remember.
We've remembered the story of Mary and the child, the angels and the shepherds, the wise men and their gifts. But we also remember our own stories, the Christmas memories that we hold dear, the people we hold dear. It is a part of our humanity to remember.
The scripture says that when Mary heard what the shepherds were saying about her child, she treasured all these things in her heart. How she must have treasured the beautiful memories of her newborn. How they must have brought her joy and sometimes comfort, especially in the difficult days when she experienced through Jesus' life.
As Mary treasured these things, so we treasure our Christmas memories. We hold dear our stories and the loved ones from our past who still live in our hearts.
When we remember these people and share the love they gave to us, still they are here. Still they are here at Christmas time.
When we come to worship in this Christmas season, friends and family all around, when the room is quiet, we remember others who are not here. When we meet together for our celebrations, and we see
together, we've called for God's presence to reign in our world. We've shared the true Christmas story when the Holy Child came to earth.
We have worshiped in the presence of God's Spirit. We have remembered people who have shared their gifts of love and are still present in our hearts.
Now we must live to be the Christmas presents, to share with our world the hope, peace, love, and joy of God's presence.
As we prepare to go into the world to share the gifts that God has placed within us, let us pray the prayer that St. Francis of Assisi prayed so long ago. It's printed in your bulletin. Will you join me?
Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy.
Thank you.
Church, we cry, let it be, trusting in your word as we pray together the prayer that you have taught us when gathered.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
This morning's offering, the joy gift offering, assists the Board of Pensions in meeting needs of retired church workers and to support the education and development of future leaders. Future leaders at Presbyterian-related racial and ethnic schools and colleges. And by giving to the joy offering this morning, we share in the hope of Christ and celebrate in his leadership. God does not desire us to bring burnt offerings or sin offerings, but instead ask that we do God's will. So we bring to God now the offerings of our lives and our labors with prayer that God's will be done through them. You ushers, please prepare for the offering. Accept our gifts as signs of our gratitude for what you give us every day and as honor to your presence in our world. For the sake of those who stand in need and in Jesus Christ who saves us. Amen.
Amen.
We remain standing and sing our hymn of commitment.
Come as you.
our gospel read. I hope it inspires you in a way to take that message of Christmas and how it has brought us together, but also that you've heard the call to action, to go. Go into the world and be a Christmas presence, bringing hope and peace and love to a world in need. May the God of justice be your path, and the Lord of mercy be your guide, and the Spirit of love be your life, this day and forevermore. And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Thank you.